Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman. We're talking about the two economies in America, the one on Wall Street and the one on Main Street. And the arbiter in the middle, the referee in the middle, which is the federal government. And folks, in case you haven't noticed, the federal government is playing a little bit of home cooking between them and Wall Street, and not so much between Wall Street and between Washington and Main Street. That's the way I see it, Ted. I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but I would like for you to tell us, give us your view, your picture, your best vision into 2014, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I do think we should all be galled by the fact that we don't have a justice system that can root out fraud in the financial sector. On the other hand, I think our economy still is much stronger than just the financial sector, and I'm very much cheered by the strength in the industrial sector right now. We are benefiting from a big shift in global production back to the United States. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean we're going to get a lot of industrial jobs, but we'll get a lot of output and a lot of economic value from our highly mechanized, ultra-sophisticated, and creative factories that can turn things out here in a way that the rest of the world still envies. And we still have a very large economy. Every 30 months, we add $1 trillion to our economy, mm-hmm. even with low single-digit growth. There's no other economy in the world that can do that. And I think we should all be optimistic
and
about
those,
it.
And those things you're talking about right now are finding their way out on Main Street. Because even though the jobs, those jobs that are coming back, those manufacturing jobs that are coming back, they're not as many are coming back as went out. In other words, if 200 left here for a particular plant and they put the plant back here in the United States, only 100 jobs come back.
Because we might be making twice as much stuff as we did
because
before.
Because of technology.
Right, but we'll be making it with fewer than half the people.
But more and more of those companies, though, are relying on small businesses to fulfill all of that. So that's a good thing. That's going to be that part of it's going to be good for Main Street. All right, tell us about the rest of it.
And I think the rest of it is exactly what you're talking about, the way it percolates out. So the opportunities are in how do you service that productive sector. One hidden statistic in the decline of industrial employment is the rise in the service sector around industrial employment by firms outside the industrials that now service them. They used to be counted as factory jobs, but they were the white-collar mm-hmm. and service jobs in the industrial sector. Mm-hmm. And so there's enormous opportunity to be the innovative, creative firm that's going to aid in this rise in production that's coming back to the United States. Design firms, innovative firms, mm-hmm. supply chain firms, all of the B2B opportunities ought to be expanding as the economy grows if you focus on the productive sectors. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very important to do that because that's where you will get the growth.
Do you see a correction at all in the financial markets this year?
It really depends on where interest rates go. You know, they walk so much hand in hand.
Right
now. I think the markets could sit comfortably around the levels where they are now and let the economy.
I mean, you don't see them having another record year in 14, do you?
I do not, but I've been made a fool many times with those.
I know, but I know, and nobody knows. But I'm just. But you got a pretty good taproot, Ray. I mean, I tell you,
yeah.
you got a pretty good taproot. So,
you know, the market's more than doubled in the last 3-4 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, to see another doubling, you would really need to starve out the other investment opportunities in the economy. And I think as interest rates tick up, it looks a little bit less like those. Other opportunities will be starved out.
Right.
So I don't see that doubling again. But I'd be delighted to be proved wrong.
Do you feel that the Fed's reversal of their the tapering, the easing up of their quantitative easing, they're backing off of all that. Do you see that as something? So far, the announcement, the stock market took it in stride, but what do you think is going to happen as they actually start pulling back this next year?
I think the tapering won't be quite as much as people...
As we first thought?
As we first thought. I think there's we're going to see some inflation come into the market, and that's going to influence the Fed's decision.
That's probably a good thing. A little bit of inflation is probably a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're looking at...
Because it'll be the opposite of deflation, which is the really scary part. Hey, Ted, you've given us a great tour today. Some great information. Thank you for that. Next time you come back, you're going to give us tell us what you found in Indonesia, right?
Oh, nothing would delight me more.
We'll
do that
real soon. Thanks, Ted.
Okay.
Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.